Hello and welcome to the DK Speaks podcast, where I share implementable and doable tips for your daily internet marketing businesses. This is episode 2 and this is your host DK. And in today's podcast, we are going to continue on one of our last discussions, which is on setting up private blog networks and building links using private blog networks. Now, in the last show, we discussed some very critical aspects and points that you need to keep in mind when setting up a private blog network or a PBN. Now, I got a few questions from some of my readers and the listeners of the show at SoundCloud on how to go about setting up the blog and where to find high-quality domains for your PBNs. Now, I only recently went the PBN route, and in about 6 months, I could see the difference in the rankings for some of my niche blogs. Now, with every link that I built, I tracked the rankings of the blog. And in under 4 months, one of this blog, which is a niche blog, reached the 9th position on Google from being on about the 11th page until about 4 months back. And this was all by building about 6 to 7 links from private blog networks. Now, these are all high authority blogs from where I had written custom articles and I had built links back to these niche properties. So in this blog post, what we are going to discuss is we are going to further the discussion that we did in the last podcast. And in this podcast, in the show today, we're going to discuss about how to find high authority domain names and what are the things that you need to keep in mind when you're setting up a blog in as a part of one of the private blog networks that you want to set up. So the first point that we are going to discuss is how and where to find high authority domain names. Now, we had discussed the attributes and the prerequisites of a domain name in the last show. So if you missed the last show, I will recommend that you go ahead and watch episode 1 of the DK Speaks podcast, so that you understand what are these critical aspects that you need to keep in mind when you plan on setting up a private blog network. So where would you find high authority domain names? Now, there are three different options, one of which is the latest option that I explored. But these are the three options that I normally use in order to find high authority domain names. The first one is called as moonsea.com. Now, that is spelled as M-O-O-N-S-Y, moonsea.com. Now, moonsea.com is a website where you can find expired domain names or expiring domain names on which you can either bid, or you also have a buy now option, which means you can buy the domain immediately. So if you're going to bid on one of these auctions, then what happens is you will have to wait until the auction expires, and you will also have to wait and see if the original owner of the domain doesn't renew it, or if he renews it or not. So if for some reason the original owner renews the domain, then you will not get the domain name. But if it doesn't, then you are lucky and you can get hold of that particular domain name. Now, Moonsea is a free resource, so anybody can search for domain names there. You can sort the domain names whichever way you want. You can sort domain names in terms of the domain authority or the page authority. If you want, you can search the domain names in terms of the majestic SEO metrics, like, for example, the trust, the trust flow or the citation flow of the domains. And depending upon whatever aspect you want to look at, you can sort the domain names and then accordingly find high authority, good quality domain names, aged domain names, which you can then use for your private blog networks. The second option is domcop.com, which is domcop.com. That is domcop.com. Now, domcop.com is pretty much on the similar lines as that of moonsea.com, with the only difference that they have a premium option, which gives you a lot of additional features. So if you're on the free option, then the features are very limited, and you will have to be contented with whatever limited options they offer you. But then domcop.com has a lot of other features if you are a premium user. And you can find a lot of domains, a lot of high authority domains on domcop.com. Now, a third resource is something that I discovered very recently, which is called as News Domain Sniper. Now, this was a software that was launched in JVZoo a few weeks back. In fact, it was launched about 8 weeks back. And I happened to get a copy of News Domain Sniper. So what News Domain Sniper does is it basically gives you a list of domains which are, which have good domain authority and page authority and citation flow and trust flow as well, and which have links from high authority news sites. So, you know, if you have a domain which has a few backlinks from maybe BBC.com, or, if you have links from CNBC.com, you know, these domains are going to be extremely valuable, and these domains will have extremely high authority if they get backlinks from these high authority news websites. So News Domain Sniper gives you a list of these domains every 15 days, and you can go ahead and register them. And the best part is that these domains are actually expired domains, which means that you don't have to pay the domain renewal fees to any of these registrars. You can get it for like about, $6 to $7. And these are extremely high authority, good quality domains that you can get hold of. So using one of these resources, I will recommend that you pick up domains that have the attributes that we discussed in the earlier episode. The citation flow, the trust flow, the domain authority, the page authority and all. And pick these domains and go ahead and register them. That is the first step that you need to do. Now, when you register them, keep in mind, an aspect that you also need to keep. You also need to keep a track of the backlinks that these domains have. You don't want a domain which have like about 10,000 backlinks, because it is going to be very difficult for you to retain those backlinks and retain the authority of this domain name. So what I recommend is go for a domain which has close to about 100 backlinks. There is no specific number of IPs or number of domains that you need to look for, but then the more the better. So if these backlinks are from a large number of domain names and using a large number of IPs, then I think that is very good for the authority of the domain name. So pick one of these domain names, go ahead and register it, and then you can start setting up your blog. Now, when you register these domain names, you need to keep something in mind, which we already discussed in episode one. Use fake names that you've generated using fakenamegenerator.com to register these domains. But always use a real email address to register these domain names, but not a Gmail address. Keep in mind that you shouldn't use a Gmail address to register these domain names. Once you've registered the domain names, go ahead and buy a hosting account for your domain, so you can use a different host every time for each of these domains. You know, I have a list of hosting providers who provide hosting service for, you know, under $1 per month. That is more than enough. You can go ahead and register one of these hosting services for under $1 a month, and then go ahead and set up your private blog network domain on one of these hosting. So you will find a list of these hosting providers in the transcript below. You can go ahead and use one of these resources, hosting service providers, and register your hosting. And once again, keep in mind that you need to use a different name every time for registering the hosting service as well, but use a real email address and not a Gmail address. So once you've done all of that, you can set up your blog using WordPress. I would recommend WordPress, because most of the other content management solutions like that of Joomla or Drupal might be a little difficult for most of us. So it is better that you use WordPress, because it is pretty simple setting it up. So once you've set up your WordPress blog there, you can go ahead and install a very simple single one pager theme. You can try different themes. There are a lot of free themes that are available. You can use any one of those themes. So don't go too much bonkers on what kind of theme you would want to install. Keep it simple. Install a very simple single one-pager theme, which kind of shows the entire article on the homepage itself. So, you know, that way your links will remain on the homepage. At least, even if it shows excerpts on the homepage, you need to ensure that the excerpts have the links in there. Because if the links are not there on the home page, then the entire thing is of no use. So you need to ensure that you're setting up a domain, a theme, which allows you to show the links on the front page itself, on the home page itself. So once you've installed the themes, you can go about installing plugins. And when it comes to installing plugins on WordPress, I've seen most of us go about installing a lot of these plugins because we are so much into these plugins and themes that we feel that every other plugin is going to be extremely useful for us, and we keep installing plugins after plugins on our WordPress blog. But keep in mind that this is a private blog network. It doesn't have to have too much of plugins. Install only the critical plugins. About 2 to 3 should be more than enough. I would recommend SEO redirection, which is a plugin which will help you redirect a lot of your links. So if there are some dead links, you will be able to redirect them to a specific page. So SEO redirection is something that I recommend. Similarly, you can look for a couple of very critical plugins and install that on the blog. But keep in mind that you should never install Google Analytics plugin, or you should never install Google Analytics code on this WordPress blog. Keep that in mind. You don't want to be leaving a lot of footprints that Google can follow and then penalize you. So never ever install Google Analytics in any of the blogs in your private blog network. So once you install the plugins, then it comes to what is it that you want to do with the domain name. Now one of the things that you need to keep in mind is that while links or backlinks from these high authority blogs in your private blog network gives you a lot of authority and value, irrespective of what niche it is coming from, I will still recommend that you build niche relevant websites around these domains. So one of the questions that I got in for my previous podcast was that if for some reason you register a blog that has a historical that has been in some other niche. Maybe let's take an example. So you've happened to register a domain name in the golfing niche, which was in the golfing niche before it got expired. So once the domain got expired, you bought the domain, which is a high authority domain, and now you don't want to set up a blog around golfing niche. So what is it that you will do? Now, the answer to that is you don't really need to be setting up a blog around the golfing niche there. You can set up anything, any niche relevant website around that domain. But if you really want to promote a golfing website, then you can always go about setting up a golfing website, golfing blog using that domain. But if you don't want to, then you need not do that. You can set up any blog using that domain for whatever niche you are into. So I would recommend that if it's a golfing, if the blog was in the golfing niche, and if you're promoting some kind of sports products, if your money site is in the sports niche, then you can set it up for any sports related, articles, sport related blogs. But if you're not promoting anything that is related to sports, you can set up any blog around that domain. But just keep in mind that the domain name should not be, something that is very specific to that niche. Like, for example, if you happen to register a domain name, which is bestgolfshots.com. And once you've registered that, then, it will not look good if you happen to write articles around, aquariums and maintaining fishes and, beta fishes and all using that domain. So It is recommended that you register domain names that look very generic so that you can build any kind of niche relevant websites around these domains. So once again, what I would do with these domains is I would set up niche relevant domains for each niche relevant websites around each of these domains. So if I want to promote a dog care website, the dog care money site, then I will set up around five blogs in my private blog network around the domains, high authority domains that I buy, from where I start to build backlinks to these dog care money sites. So build niche relevant websites around each of these domains that you buy. Now, the fifth thing that you need to keep in mind is that don't overdo it. So do not put more than 15 to 20 backlinks in a single website. So if you have a blog in your private blog network, what is recommended is that you build around 15 to 20 backlinks and build it into, into each of these pages on your money site. Don't just build all of these backlinks to your homepage. The deeper you go into your pages, the better it is. So if you have about 5 pages and about 7 posts on your money site, then build backlinks to each of these pages and these posts and not just the homepage of your blog, from these blogs in your private blog network. But also keep in mind that you shouldn't build more than 15 to 20 backlinks in a single website in your private blog network. So that is a max that you should do. Don't overdo it. Another thing that you need to do is, one of the biggest problems that I faced when I was setting my private blog network is about writing the articles for these blogs. Writing each of these articles takes a lot of time. And if I am to build about 20 backlinks to my money site, it meant that I will have to write close to about 20 to 25 articles for each of these blogs, which meant that if I have close to about 5 different blogs, and if I wanted to build 20 links from each of these blogs, that was close to about 100 links, and it meant that I would have to write 100 articles for each of these blogs. So you can always get these articles written using one of these outsourcers, outsource article writers at either iWriter.com or even ArticleZ.com. So these are the two sites that I normally use to buy articles. So you can use one of these sites to get articles written. But then spending money on getting about 100 articles written is not a wise idea. So what I normally do is I get one article written from one of these folks at iWriter.com or ArticleZ.com. And I ask them to write a very simple article using very simple English, written in simple words. I ask them not to use jargons, not to use complex words or complex citations or complex sentences. So I keep it very simple, ask them to write very simple articles. Once these articles are written, I put them onto spinrewriter.com. Now, spinrewriter.com is one of the article spinners and one of the most preferred article spinners. We've been using them for close to about 2 years now, and it's one amazing tool that you should have in your arsenal if you are into building backlinks to your website. So using SpinRewriter, what we do is we go ahead and add this article into SpinRewriter and spin it. Now, because this article is very simple, written in very simple words, in simple language, this the algorithm in SpinRewriter nicely rewrites the article in such a way that is it almost 95% unique and maintains the readability of these articles. So when you read one of these spun articles, you will not feel as if that article is a spun article. So what we do is we feed one of these articles into SpinRewriter and get it rewritten. And we rewrite close to about 20 articles from this one single article, which we can then use on our blogs, on all of these niche relevant blogs on the private blog network. So I would recommend you do that. You can get a couple of articles written using this iWriter service and then use SpinRewriter to spin this article to get close to about 40 to 50 different versions of these articles and use them on your blogs on the private blog network. So that way you will not be paying for too much of, to get too many articles written. And at the same time, you'll also be able to maintain the quality of the articles that you're posting to your to the blogs on your private blog network. And another thing that you need to keep in mind, which I think is very critical, is that in each of your article, ensure that you're using one image and one video at least, because this helps in basically improving the authority of the article. And videos, is extremely good when it comes to improving the authority and value of an article. So we'll recommend using one image and one video at least. So if you're using Spin Rewriter has this unique feature where you can add a relevant video once you've spun the article and once you're generating a unique version of the spun article. So you can add a video very easily using Spin Rewriter itself. So that way you get the entire article along with a relevant video embedded, ready to use on your on the blog, on your private blog network. So that is something that we would recommend that you keep in mind. So once that is done, I think your article should be up and running on the blog, on your private blog network. And you can use one of these anchor texts to build a backlink to your money site. And once you've built close to about 15 to 20 backlinks from these blogs in your private blog network, you should slowly start seeing your money site move up the ranks on Google. And like what we said, it took us close to about 3 to 4 months to get a lot of our niche websites ranked on the first page of Google. We saw most of our websites ranked from between 8th to almost about the 15th rank on Google. So it is just a matter of one more push and we can get most of these websites on the first page of Google. So PBNs or private blog networks are extremely valuable and can help you a lot in getting your websites ranked on the first page of Google. And a lot of people are doing it. So it is good if you're able to jump onto the bandwagon as early as possible and start building your network slowly. You might want to buy maybe a couple of domains a month, set up your blog slowly and gradually, and you will find your money sites slowly getting ranked on the first page of Google. More than anything else, more than all, without all the SEO that you've been doing until today over the last few years, you'll be surprised to see that with just a few backlinks from these high authority blogs built on your private blog network, you are able to get your money sites ranked on the first page of Google pretty easily. So go ahead, build your first blog in your private blog network today itself. Don't procrastinate. I will recommend go ahead and get your domain today itself, build your blog and build your first backlink to your money sites today itself. So if you want to know what are the critical aspects that you need to keep in mind when you're building a private blog network, don't forget to watch episode 1 of DK Speaks podcast, where we discuss these aspects, these critical aspects that you need to keep in mind so that you don't get penalized by Google and you have a good high authority blog in your private blog network. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. We are also there on SoundCloud. You will find a link in the transcript below. Go ahead, click the link and subscribe to the podcast. And if you can give us a feedback or rate this show, it'll be very helpful for us and for the show to get, in terms of its rankings on iTunes. And in order to, it'll also be a motivation for us to go ahead and create many useful and valuable podcasts for you. So having said that, this is your host DK signing off on the DK Speaks podcast for this week. Until the next show, see you very soon.